B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
I want A plus B.
Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along.
Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way.
It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go.
A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H.
I want A plus English.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura, and I want to go on vacation.
I know. We're reading about places to stay while you're on vacation, or at least when you're not at home.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at hostels yesterday and, of course, hotels. And, yeah, you're right. This talk of traveling and places to stay, it kind of makes you think, I haven't gone on vacation in a while.
I need that break. I would need to get away.
Last time you went on a vacation, did you stay in a hostel or a hotel or anything like that?
I went to Osaka with my sister. I stayed at a hotel. I wanted to try one of those capsule.
The capsule hotels. We'll talk about those today.
胶囊是不是?
You wanted to, so that means you didn't.
I didn't.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. It was, well, my sister.
Oh, she
likes fancy places.
She likes fancy hotels. Oh, too bad. Poor you. You had to stay in a four-star. Oh, Laura,
I missed out the chance.
Your life is so hard.
I know. I have to please my sister so hard. I hope she's not listening to this.
Well, maybe you can go on a solo trip or find someone who also would like to try a capsule hotel. And yeah, we're going to read about those later today in our article, as well as one of the other options that you might look into if you're going away on holiday, especially on a short holiday. I think both of the places we're looking at today are perfect for short holidays, maybe just a weekend away. So let's check out the article, and then we'll be back to talk about these places.
Where should you stay on your next trip?
Bed and breakfasts. B&Bs. Sometimes, some help from a local makes a trip really great. So, many people enjoy staying at bed and breakfasts. These are small hotels in private homes. The owners let people stay there. They make them breakfast, too. Capsule hotels. If you love Japan, you might know about capsule hotels. These special sleeping spaces first appeared in Osaka in 1979. At capsule hotels, you sleep in a giant drawer. They are a lot of fun. Banqiao, New Taipei City, even has one with a Star Wars theme. From palaces to drawers, you can stay in lots of different places. Try something new on your next trip.
Word power!
Local. Local. Hallie was lost in Barcelona, so she asked a local for help. Hallie was lost in Barcelona, so she asked a local for help. Appear. Appear. Bicycles first appeared in the 1800s. Soon, they were very popular. Bicycles first appeared in the 1800s. Soon, they were very popular. Giant. Giant. A giant ship sailed past the town. It was as big as a house. A giant ship sailed past the town. It was as big as a house. Different. Different. When he was 15, Kyle moved from one country to a different country. When he was 15, Kyle moved from one country to a different country.
认识词汇
Theme Palace
All right, so yeah, as we mentioned yesterday, it was hotels, which are probably one of the more expensive places you can play. And then at the other end, we saw hostels, which are great for young people on a budget if you want to save money. But let's look at the first one, bed and breakfasts, all right? Bed and breakfasts, yeah, that's what we call one type of small hotel, or of course, we shorten it to B and B's, the B for bed and the B for breakfast right there. So bed and breakfasts. And then it says, sometimes some help from a local makes a trip really great.
Okay. Bed and breakfast, 大家字面上可能会觉得是什么床跟早餐。其实就是我们常说的 B&B, 就是民宿。Okay. 那这里课文是提到说诶有时候来自当地人的一些帮助会使旅行变得更棒哦。这里我们用到了 local 这个字哦是个名词哦。Let's find out more about this word, local.
Local. Well, yesterday, remember we had that word foreigner. A person from a faraway country is a foreigner. Well, a person from the country that you are in, a person who was born in that country and is still there, that is a local. So a local is from that place or lives in that place and probably knows a lot about that place. Since we're using this to talk about a person, it's a noun, L-O-C-A-L. Is how we spell the word local. And here's a good example. Hallie was lost in Barcelona, so she asked a local for help. Hallie was lost in Barcelona, so she asked a local for help, because they will know about the city that she's in.
没错，昨天我们学到了 foreigners, 外国人。那当地人呢，就是 local 这个字。不过本课是当作名词来用哦，就是有当地人。比方像是呢 ,the cafe is popular with both locals and visitors, 就是这家咖啡厅很受当地人还有游客的这个青睐就是它非常受欢迎哦。那回到刚刚的例句提到的是 ,Hallie 他在 Barcelona, 巴塞隆纳时哦哦他迷路了。所以呢他就向一位当地人求助哦 ,that's a good idea. 那 make, 我们刚刚有提到Some help from a local makes a trip really great. 这里的 make 就是使怎么样变成如何如何。我觉得现在的那个 app 哦，修图软体都很强哦。The photograph makes me look about 20 years old. Okay, 就是真的照片上看起来很照片，让我都看起来变得显得，就是这里的 make 是这样的意思，都快看起来像20岁而已哦。但是这是照片，骗人的骗。
All right. So, yeah, sometimes when you're in a new country or a place you've never been, help from a local can make your trip really great. And that's why it says so many people enjoy staying at bed and breakfasts or B&Bs. That's why people like B&Bs, because it's easier maybe to get help from a local. We'll find out more about that in a second.
对，没有错。课文接着就提到说，所以很多人喜欢住这个 B&B, 就是民宿。那这里它是用到 enjoy staying, OK? 所以 enjoy 后面我们发现它是接动词 ing。其实 enjoy 在这里就跟 like, 喜欢的意思是差不多。那注意哦 ,enjoy 这个字后面动词都要接 ing, 不能接不定词。比方像是 I enjoy teaching and helping my students, OK? Or I enjoy meeting people and seeing new places, OK? 就是我好喜欢就是认识不同的人 ,OK? 然后看一些没有去过的地方。OK, 另外呢除了 enjoy, keep 跟 finish, 同样哦这两个动词后面也只能接动词 ing, 比方像是 she kept talking and talking, 她一直不断地讲话 am I talking about myself? Or finish eating your food, OK, 有没有注意 finish 后面就要接 ing, 赶快吃完你的食物。
Alright, so next we find out exactly what B&Bs are. It says these are small hotels in private homes. The owners let people stay there. So it's not quite like Airbnb where you're sort of using the home as your own. No, this is a home. The people who own it will be there, but you get one of the rooms. So that's why you basically get a room in a private home, often a big home, something like that. And, you know, it's a very simple hotel. You get a bed, you get breakfast. So don't look for a swimming pool or a bar or restaurants or things like that.It will be cheaper than a normal hotel, too.
OK, 课文提到就是他们是在私人家庭里的小饭店的这样子概念哦。然后屋主让人们住在那边哦。And, well, the name B&B has the word bed, right?
That's right. So you can stay there, you can sleep there. But
the
breakfast, the breakfast is also something that comes with the money you pay.You get a bed for the night and then breakfast in the morning.
So that's why the article reads, they make them breakfast too. Yay! 所以呢好棒哦这个屋主还会帮我们做早餐。所以 B&B 其中一个单有 breakfast 这个字所以就是表示我们会吃到早餐。I always actually sleep in a bit, so I think I'll miss out on that.
Yeah, they might finish breakfast at 9 a.m. or 10 or something.
OK, 那这里的 make 呢跟刚刚的 make 有点不同它就是做制作这样子的意思像是make coffee, 就是煮咖啡 or make a chocolate cake, 就是做一个巧克力蛋糕 or sometimes you can even make your own clothes, 你可以如果可以很会制作设计自己的衣服也是 OK 的啦。OK,What else? Are we getting to my favorite part?
I think we're getting to that one you've always dreamed of staying in. And certainly the most interesting place to stay in our article for 2 days, capsule hotels. That's right, capsule hotels, which are really interesting and definitely something from this part of the world, especially from Japan. It says if you love Japan...You might know about capsule hotels. Yeah, they've been on the news or travel shows or things like that. Most people have an idea what they are, and they are quite unusual.
Very cute.
Very cute.
对啊 capsule 我们都知道是我们吃药的那个胶囊，所以接着就是要讲到我很期待的部分啦，就是 capsule hotels, 就是胶囊旅馆。所以如果你喜欢日本，那就是我啦。你或许会知道胶囊旅馆 Okay, so tell us more about capsule hotels.
Well, we have a bit of history here. It says these special sleeping spaces first appeared in Osaka in 1979.So they haven't been around too long, in fact, since the almost the 1980s, you know, 40 years or so. And that's when they first appeared, of course, in Osaka, the second city of Japan. When we use appear in this sense, that means this verb means that's the first time people saw them. That's the first time they were sort of invented or opened or something like that. Before they weren't there, you couldn't find them. They did not exist.And then they built some, and suddenly they were there, and you could use them. They appeared in 1979, all right? So, for example, we could say bicycles first appeared in the 1800s. Soon, they were very popular. Bicycles first appeared in the 1800s. Soon, they were very popular.More popular than capsule hotels.
Okay, 所以呢课文提到的有关胶囊旅馆呢哦，他说特别的睡觉空间就是这个在讲胶囊旅馆是在1979年第一次出现在 Osaka 大阪而且我去了大阪竟然没有去住我真的是开始要怨恨我姐了 Okay, 我希望我姐没有在听这里有提到的 appear Okay, 这个动词就是开始出现或是开始存在所以你在提到某一个时间什么东西就开始有了通常就会用到这个动词那刚刚的例句则是提到脚踏车第一次出现是在1800年代不久后他们就变得非常受欢迎 Okay,
yeah.
So what's it like?
Well, this is where capsule hotels really stand out. They're really different. It says at capsule hotels, you sleep in a giant drawer.
No, so I'm like...Pencils or?
I guess kind of like pencils. I guess it's better than saying in a coffin. It's kind of like a, you know, a box
yeah,
you put a
you
body
are,
in.
It
but
does sound like
calling
that,
it a coffin hotel would probably not be good. But yeah, it's really weird. There's a door at one end. You open the door and then you kind of slide in. It's like a long, narrow, straight box. And because they're so simple, because they're so small, they're really, really quite cheap. Especially in a place like Japan. where normal hotels can cost more than other places. So there you go.
Yeah, you can save some money. Yeah. Save some money from that.
As long as you don't mind feeling like you're crawling into a fridge.
Okay, so 在胶囊旅馆里面你是睡在一个感觉啦像一个巨大的抽屉当中。不过刚 Mike 这样形容有点贴切。我是不是有点觉得我自己像住在棺材板啊不是棺材里面。哎呦 ,okay, so in a giant drawer.、
Mm.
I hope it's big enough.
Well, I think most of them are big enough for most people. But yeah, giant, it's an adjective that means really, really big. Exactly, that's what it means. So we can talk about giant things, giant places, giant animals like whales, giant countries like Russia, giant buildings like the Taipei 101. These are much bigger than normal, much bigger than you usually see. For example,A giant ship sailed past the town. It was as big as a house. A giant ship sailed past the town. It was as big as a house.
Okay, 我们看到 giant 这个形容词是当作形容词来用，是巨大的哦，因为当作名词它有巨人的意思，像杰克与豌豆里面的那个恐怖的巨人。Okay, 那什么东西是可以很 giant? 像我想要一个巨大型的电视荧幕 ,a giant TV screen. I want that.、
Mm.
但是呢你可能不要的是这个。Be careful, the forest is full of giant snakes and spiders.
Oh my gosh.
巨大的蛇跟蜘蛛那我可不要去那个森林哦。那回到刚刚的例句提到是 a giant ship, 一艘巨大的船航行过这个城镇它跟哇一栋房子一样大 That's a giant ship.
Mm-hmm. And don't worry, you don't have to go as far as Japan to stay、mm-hmm. in a capsule hotel.
I don't.
They first appeared there, but they have spread to many other parts of the world, even here, close to home in Taiwan. It says, they are a lot of fun.Banqiao, New Taipei City, even has one with a Star Wars theme.
Dun, dun,
Whoa,
dun,
that's...
Dun, dun, dun,
well, that's dun, an evil capsule Star Wars hotel. you're playing the scary music from Star Wars. But yeah, if you're really into R2-D2 and Darth Vader and Luke and Leia and all that stuff, you might want to check out the capsule hotel in Banqiao. This Star Wars theme means it's kind of decorated as if you're on a spaceship or something like that. That would make it extra special and cool.
Oh, 我也想要去，所以这个我们提到的是胶囊旅馆，他们非常的有趣。其实，在新北市的板桥，甚至有星际大战主题的呢的什么呢？当然就是胶囊旅馆。那 theme 就是主题，它是一个名词，像是 theme song， 就是我刚刚哼出主题曲哦，有没有？或者是那个New Taipei City even has one with a Star Wars theme。这里的 one 在提什么呢？他提到的就是 capsule hotel， 它是表示它取代前面已经一直在提到的有关这个胶囊旅馆，所以它用 one 来代换。
And from really, really expensive hotels in Dubai to really not so expensive capsule hotels in Banqiao, we hope we've showed you lots of different options about where to stay. As the article says, from palaces to drawers, you can stay in lots of different places. It depends on how long you're staying, what you want where you're staying, and how much money you want to spend. So yeah, when you go on holiday, there are lots of different places.That you can stay. Now, different here, of course, is an adjective. D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-T is how we spell it. And things that are different are not the same. If you have three oranges, you have three of the same kind of fruit. They're all oranges. But if you have an apple, a banana, and an orange, those are three different kinds of fruits. For example, when he was 15, Kyle moved from one country to a different country. When he was 15, Kyle moved from one countryto a different country. He didn't move from one city to another、mm-hmm. in that country. He left one country to go to another one, a different one.
Nice. 所以其实这两天当中我们讲到哇去 Dubai 的那个四十几万一天的住宿。所以呢课文就提到说从宫殿哇 palace 就有宫殿的意思到抽屉怎么听起来好像抽屉有点可怜。反正就是要表示说你可以住在许多不同的地方。不同的我们会用到这个形容词就是 different, OK? 那相反词当然就是 same, S-A-M-E, 一样的。嗯像是 I like to wear, something different every day, 我喜欢每天都穿不一样的衣服。或者是诶我跟我姐姐很不同那很多人可能就会说 oh, the two sisters are very different. 嗯就是姐妹们很不同哦。 那回到刚刚的例句提到的是 Kyle。Kyle 呢他15岁时从一个国家搬到另外一个不同的国家，诶，哇，就是可能他会认识不同国家的人也不错哦。So, well, that comes almost to the end of today's article, right?
So there you go. Try something new on your next trip. Yeah, you don't have to stay in the same place all the time. That's a good idea. Try a capsule hotel for a night or two, and then try a nicer hotel. You'll have a very different and interesting experience each time you stay in a different type of place.
所以下一次去旅行的话就可以尝试一点新的吧，像是我真的很想要试试看那个 Capsule Hotel。 好啦，那在我们要结束之前进行我们的 Review Time Game， 我们当然要来先听一下我们今天的 Magic Box。
Magic Box 找亮点，
英文里面我们学过动词和动词之间可以用 to V 连接，比方说 I love to read 就是用 to 来连接 love 和 read， 或者有些动词呢后面也可以加 V-I-N-G 变成 I love reading， 两种说法都是正确的。但是啊，英文就很喜欢有例外，有些动词后面就是不能加 to V， 只能加 V-I-N-G 动名词。举个例子好了，Enjoy 享受后面就只能固定接 V-I-N-G， 所以我们要说 Phil enjoys watching sports on TV， 喜欢在电视上看运动比赛。或者 keep 是保持持续，也是一样的用法，后面呢只能搭配 V-I-N-G， 例如 Jack kept thinking about Rose so he decided to call her， 一直在想着罗斯，所以最后呢决定打电话给她。Enjoy 和 keep 后面呢都不能接 enjoy to do something 或是 keep to do something 哦。那你可能就想问，这样的动词有什么规则吗？哪些可以接 to， 哪些只能接 V-I-N-G， 哪些又两者都通呢？要告诉你个坏消息啦，很可惜，这个真的得靠你多看多读，就会慢慢记得这些固定的用法啦。我们再来试一句好了，Brad 喜欢夏天去海边，用 enjoy 翻译成英文该怎么说呢？一记得要小心后面的动词形态哦。The answer is Brad enjoys going to the beach in summer. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, so for our review, again, we have four words that we learned about today in word power. Local, up here, giant, and different. All right, so we're going to do a game kind of like using synonyms, words that mean the same thing but are different words. But this is kind of more like just a category, a general group, okay? So, this is a slightly harder with these words, but let's talk about something that is visible.That you can see, that is suddenly there. It appears, right? It appears. It wasn't there before, and now it's there now. Something that is unusual, not the same, unique.
Different.
Yes, exactly. It's different. It's not the same. It's not normal. It's not something you see all the time, so it is different. And it is definitely something that is huge, massive, large.Big,
giant.
Exactly. Giant or a similar word, gigantic. You can also say means the same thing. Something very, very big. And here, let's talk about something that is...
Not foreign.
Indigenous.
Oh,
to use
there
a fancy
you go.
Word. Yeah. Indigenous or native.
Local.
Local, right. Indigenous is a fancy word. We often use indigenous to talk about, say, plants or animals.
Yeah.
Right. There are many butterflies that are indigenous to Taiwan. That means they're local butterflies. They weren't brought here from Africa or South America. They're local. They're not foreign. So there you go, guys. Give it a shot. Get out there. Do some traveling. Try out a few different places. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here very soon with more great articles. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Where should you stay on your next trip?
Bed and breakfasts. B&Bs. Sometimes, some help from a local makes a trip really great. So, many people enjoy staying at bed and breakfasts. These are small hotels in private homes. The owners let people stay there. They make them breakfast too. Capsule hotels. If you love Japan, you might know about capsule hotels. These special sleeping spaces first appeared in Osaka in 1979. At capsule hotels, you sleep in a giant drawer. They are a lot of fun. Banqiao, New Taipei City, even has one with a Star Wars theme. From palaces to drawers, you can stay in lots of different places. Try something new on your next trip.
Local, local. Hallie was lost in Barcelona, so she asked a local for help. Hallie was lost in Barcelona, so she asked a local for help. Appear, appear. Bicycles first appeared in the 1800s. Soon, they were very popular. Bicycles first appeared in the 1800s. Soon, they were very popular. Giant, giant. A giant ship sailed past the town. It was as big as a house. A giant ship sailed past the town. It was as big as a house. Different, different. When he was 15, Kyle moved from one country to a different country. When he was 15, Kyle moved from one country to a different country.
认识字汇
Theme. Palace.
A+ English 空中美语制作 A Plus.English 空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000，或上网查询。网址是 www.englishforyou.net www.englishforyou.net。谢谢您的收听。